life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is an RNZ podcast.
When we started thinking about this season of Healthy or Hoax, everyone was talking about
cannabis.
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 Cannabis. Cannabis.
Marijuana.
Cannabis law reform was on the table, and we thought that might open the door to some of the cannabidiol beauty products that are becoming super popular around the world.
It's been sprouting up in everything from lattes to baked goods. And now, cannabidiol, or CBD, is being marketed as one of the most exciting skincare ingredients of our time. A beauty game changer, said to help ease dry skin, reduce inflammation, and alleviate other skin issues with its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties.
Some of the products even have major celebrity backing, like Lord Jones's Happy Dance range made with Kristen Bell.
What does Happy Dance feel like? Well, it melts away all memories of crossing the playroom barefoot. Ouch.
But that episode wasn't to be.
Kei te whakarongo mai koe ki te reo irirangi o Aotearoa. This is Checkpoint on RNZ National. I'm Lisa Owen. E haere aki nei, voters say nope to dope.
So CBD products are off the table. They're still illegal here in New Zealand. But we can get our hands on hemp-based products. Welcome to Healthy or Hoax, where we do the research and the road testing to find out if products that claim to be good for us really are. I'm Stacey Morrison, and this week we're looking into hemp-based beauty products.
So when we make skincare, obviously hygiene is very important. So we always wear masks, hair net, and gloves, which I've got on at the moment.
This is Amber Van Vleuken, busy making some of her popular Hemp Alchemy beauty products.
So there's lots of different ingredients in our night cream, but the main ingredient is hemp oil. And then we have pomegranate oil, wheat germ oil, and rosehip oil. They also have high omega fatty acids, but not as high as the hemp oil. Once they are combined, we mix for about 5 minutes, and that's done by hand. All the ingredients are mixed, it's left to cool until it gets to 30 degrees. Once it gets to 30 degrees, the preservative is added, and then it's left to cool to let the air settle, and then it's bottled in sterile containers and labelled ready to go.
We'll come back to Van Vleuken and her nourishing night cream shortly.
Self-speaking.
But first, let's find out more about hemp and how it's different to CBD or cannabidiol. This is Michelle Glass.
I'm the head of pharmacology at the University of Otago.
Professor Michelle Glass.
Professor Michelle Glass.
So first of all, can you tell us, what is CBD?
So CBD, it's cannabidiol. So cannabis has about, I think the last count was about 108 different cannabinoid compounds in it, but CBD is one of the most high expressed ones.
I guess it's important to clarify, it is illegal unless it's prescribed, is that right?
In New Zealand it is, yes.
Would the referendum have changed that at all?
Yeah, I mean, the referendum was about, you know, recreation of cannabis, but it would have put a lot more products just into the market as legal products, and so there would have likely been CBD products as part of that, because they would no longer be covered just under the Medicinal Cannabis Act.
One key thing to know is that hemp and CBD do not get you high.
Cannabis can be bred to kind of have lots of different qualities, and cannabis that we breed for recreational purposes tends to be very high in THC, so the ingredient that gets you high. But hemp and cannabis that's bred for some of the more medicinal qualities tend to be higher in CBD.
Right. So what are those healing or medicinal qualities?
So with CBD, what you're looking at is it's a good antioxidant. So oxidative stress is something that causes a lot of damage in our bodies. It's a natural thing that happens, but it's something that we try and counter. It's anti-inflammatory, so people are looking at it in disorders where you might see inflammation, like arthritis. But in terms of sort of healing properties, right now, the only thing we know is we've got a really pure, highly concentrated form of it that is approved in most countries for very rare forms of childhood epilepsy. Beyond that, we're still really at the sort of early stages of clinical research with CBD.
Okay, so currently CBD products in terms of beauty are illegal in New Zealand, but we can get hemp oil beauty products.
Yeah.
Can you just clarify how hemp oil is different from CBD or anything involving hemp?
Yeah. So generally, you know, hemp's a plant that's grown more for fibre. It's a type of cannabis, but it tends to be very low in THC. It has to be very low in THC to be classified as hemp. So you can't get really any effect from smoking it, in other words. But the hemp oil products are actually hemp seed oil, usually. And the seeds don't contain any of the phytocannabinoids, so you're not getting THC or CBD out of seeds. But what we do have in hemp seeds is, again, antioxidants. There's the omega-3 and omega-6. You get magnesium, vitamin B. It's a source of protein. It's got iron. It's got vitamin C. So nutritionally, they're really good and healthy, and they're sort of classified as a superfood. And so you're getting a lot of that out of your hemp seed oils, but you're not getting the phytocannabinoids. They generally aren't going to have any CBD in it. And it can't if it's being sold in New Zealand.
So does that no vote mean we're missing out?
I mean, topically, CBD has been shown in a few studies to reduce inflammation. I guess where we're at right now is there's properties of CBD that suggest it might be quite good to apply on your skin, in that, it, as I say, it's sort of anti-inflammatory and it seems to be able to have an effect in that way. But there's very little to say that it actually is useful. So there's very few studies actually being done that are very conclusive. But, you know, most of our beauty products have antioxidants and anti-inflammatory components in them. So it's reasonable to expect that it might be able to have an effect. We just haven't really seen it. And the thing with the cannabinoids, they're not very water-soluble. And so what that means is what you deliver it in will make a huge difference as to how effective it is. And so you actually, you can't just say, well, in this one study, this preparation of CBD had an effect and assume that it always will, because it's not the case. Just changing what oil it's in will make a huge difference as to whether it even crosses it across your skin at all or is absorbed into your cells at all.
And then it must be different again if it's ingested?
Yeah, we generally don't inject cannabinoids. Oh, ingested, did
yeah.
you say?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, geez. Oh, no, I'm not taking injection.
Oh, that's a bit extreme.
No, just talking ingesting, just eating it, taking
no.
it.
Yep, so ingested. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not particularly bioavailable, meaning that when you take it orally, you don't get huge amounts of it entering into the bloodstream, but you do get some. Yeah, it's very much, again, it's very, very difficult with anything like that to look at one study and then generalise it to any CBD product on the market. I guess the other thing is, in order to get the anti-inflammatory effects or the antioxidant effects, you actually need to have quite high concentrations. And a lot of the stuff that's on the market internationally is very low levels of CBD and is unlikely to be actually having much effect on anything.
Right. But as you say, the one difference that we can talk about, and I guess a really differing level of what they're taking, is for child epilepsy. And that's, right.
Yeah. I mean, and that is a prescription medicine that's, you know, it's a tested, it's regulated, you know the quality of it, it's going to be the same concentration every time. You know, that's a whole different set of standards that product's being held up to.
Right.
But that is, again, very high doses. That's, I think it's 98% pure CBD.
Wow.
That product, whereas when you're looking at beauty products, some of them, you're talking a couple of percentage in many cases.
Okay, so CBD has some potential, but we can't get it here yet. Which brings us back to hemp and Amber van Vleuken, who's super passionate about it.
Yeah, I am. I honestly, it's incredible.
She got into hemp in a roundabout sort of way.
So it's kind of a long story, but my son has always had skin conditions, eczema, dermatitis and stuff from an early age. And when he got to about 12, he needed a deodorant. And to try and find one that worked for him was such a mission. So I started looking into how to make my own. And then I've always had, not an obsession, but I've always been really interested in hemp. And I used to take a hemp supplement. So I knew I wanted to incorporate that in the deodorants. And then I started making like a skin balm, sunscreen for him. And yeah, we were really impressed with how it cleared his skin and thought maybe we could sort of do a side hustle. And then pretty quickly from the side hustle grew a full-time business.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
And so now you have your range. And I've actually got Hemp Alchemy, your nourishing night cream here.
Yes.
Just going to open it up, which smells amazing and it doesn't look as processed as a lot of other creams. Would that be right?
Yeah, so we try and stay as natural as possible. It's an aqua-based cream, and then the ingredients are simple. There's nothing that you would read and you wouldn't know what it was, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I'm having a read. So we've got water, as most beauty products have a lot of.
Yep. So
it says cannabis sativa there, cold pressed.
So that's hemp seed oil.
Mm.
That's the scientific name.
Right. And I'm just smelling my hand where I have a lot of your cream on, which does smell lovely. What does it offer people and what can we expect in our skin when we use it?
So the main ingredient is water, obviously, and then the next is the hemp oil, which is high in the omegas. It's also high in vitamin A, C and D. And then it's got the pomegranate oil, the wheat germ oil, which are also high in the vitamin B, C, K, A, and D, and it's got rosehip oils.
Mm, nice. Actually, the wheat germ, that's what it is that I can smell that I couldn't quite identify.
Yeah. So all those together, they encourage collagen growth and cell regeneration. The hemp works as anti-inflammatory, so you can put it on at night. It calms irritations, and sort of you wake up in the morning and your skin feels nourished.
Van Vleuken thinks people are really beginning to understand the benefits of hemp.
Definitely when we first started, there was a lot of confusion regarding the difference between cannabis and hemp. We were getting lots of messages asking about whether they'd get high using the creams and the products.
But she says it's totally different these days, and she's picking the popularity of both hemp and CBD products is just going to grow and grow.
I think when you look at the amount of investment in the cannabis industry in New Zealand, it is huge, and there's massive buildings opening up everywhere. I can't see how it won't become big in New Zealand. I just think that it's going to be a time thing.
But we're here to judge these products on the science available now. So does Dr. Glass think hemp seed oil stacks up?
Nutritionally, yes. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in them that is effective. There's been a couple of other studies. So there's been one hemp seed extract study in acne. Really small numbers of patients, but it was effective. There was one in dermatitis. Again, I think that was 18 people taking it orally. So very small, needs more people, needs longer term, all of those controls. But there's, you know, a couple of bits of evidence starting to come out that there might be good use of these in your more beauty or skin dermatitis kind of ideas.
I'm interested with your background and your work expertise. Have you actually tried any beauty products with hemp in it?
I haven't. I know my hairdresser does use a hemp shampoo, but I certainly wouldn't go out of my way to avoid it. I think there's good evidence to suggest there's a lot of good stuff in them. And so I certainly wouldn't avoid it. Whereas for the moment, I probably would avoid CBD products if they were more readily available, just because I guess my thinking is this is an effective anti-epileptic drug. People are testing it in anxiety and psychosis and a range of other disorders. And I wouldn't rub the medicines for any of those other things on my face. You know, there's no other anti-epileptic on the market I would be tempted to rub in my skin. So I just kind of feel that from my perspective, that one, if we want to believe it's a good medicine, then you've got to believe it can do harm too. Whereas with hemp, you're really just looking at a nutritional supplement.
And because she's the expert, we'll let Dr. Glass give us a healthy or hoax rating.
So I think I'd probably, scientists, you're always really reluctant to give an absolute number on these things.
But if she had to rate hemp seed oil?
So nutritionally, I'd say I'd give it a 5 for beauty products because I think it's a little bit in the early stages, probably a 3. The things it's got in it, I think it should be able to do some good. It certainly shouldn't do any harm.
And even though we can't legally get it yet, what about CBD?
I think I'd probably say about a 2. There's components of it in that it's anti-inflammatory and antioxidant that could be useful, but we just don't know the long-term effects yet.
So hemp-based beauty products get a 3 out of 5 from us. The very small studies we could find have had positive results, and there's certainly nothing in it that will cause any harm. CBD, on the other hand, only gets a 2. While it could have some of the same benefits as hemp, the science isn't as clear, and given its potential medicinal properties, you might get more than you bargained for. Thanks for listening to Healthy or Hoax, hosted by me, Stacey Morrison. And a special thanks to Amber Van Vlerken and Dr. Michelle Glass for their insights. This episode was produced by Liz Garten and mixed by Jeremy Veal. The executive producer is Tim Watkin. You can find all the Healthy or Hoax episodes on the RNZ website or any of the podcasting apps, along with heaps of other great RNZ podcasts like Fragments, the new series to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Christchurch earthquake. Next week, we'll look at the hot new trend of cold immersion therapy. Subscribe to the series to make sure you don't miss it. Hei te wā.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.